Welcome to worship on Sunday the 28th of March, Palm Sunday. Give thanks to our God who is good.
God's steadfast love endures forever.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Christ has opened the gates of righteousness that we may enter.
He has emptied himself for love of us.
Christ took human form that we might know we are known.
You are our God, and we give thanks to you.
We give thanks to our God, who is good.
God's steadfast love endures forever. Holy One, you have come in God's name and for our sake. You have entered our souls in moments of shouted hosannas and waving cloaks. And you have come just the same at times of darkness and confusion. Come to us again, and let us follow you. Let your name be on our tongues and in our hearts. Amen. Today's first Bible reading is from Psalm 118. Psalm 118 is a complicated psalm with many participants and speakers. Parts of it are tricky for the person trying to translate it from the Hebrew. The section to be read for us today begins with the sense of a triumphal procession into the holy city through its gates. This is closely followed by the well-known phrase, the stone which the builders rejected, has become the chief cornerstone. A phrase that the Gospel writers Matthew, Mark, and Luke have Jesus quoting in their respective Gospels. The same phrase is also quoted by both Paul and Peter, making this the most frequently quoted text from the Hebrew Bible used in the New Testament. Psalm 118 was one of Martin Luther's favourite psalms. He wrote, "This is my own beloved psalm. Although the entire Psalter and all of Holy Scripture are dear to me as my only comfort and source of life, I fell in love with this psalm especially. Therefore, I call it my own. When emperors and kings, the wise and the learned, and even saints could not aid me, this psalm proved a friend and helped me out of many great troubles. As a result, it's dearer to me than all wealth, honour and power. I would be most unwilling to trade this psalm for all of it." The main theme running through Psalm 118 is God's mercy, which is always present with the people of God and always opens the door of hope. Listen to the words of Psalm 118, verses 1 to 2 and 19 to 29.
"Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Open for me the gates of the righteous. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvellous in our eyes. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad. Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine in us. With bows in hand, join in the festal procession, up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever."
Let us pray. Loving God, we shout, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." How easy it is to ignore what is to come. Anger, betrayal, suffering, torture, and death. Forgive us, Holy One, when we move from Palm Sunday to the hope of Easter Day without taking time to hear or experience the passion and depths in between. God of mercy, where you go, we have often been afraid to follow. Sometimes the sorrows of our lives blind us to the pain in the lives of others. When we are spent with sorrow, when our years are filled with sighing, when our souls waste away, we can barely speak your name. We find it hard to trust your presence. Though you have already made yourself humbled and broken, just like us, help us place our trust in you, no matter the cost. Our times are in your hands. Give us the courage and the strength to stay by your side. Amen. God sustains the weary with a word, and so shall God sustain us. The Holy One who helps us will not let us be put to shame. Christ stands with us, bringing the grace of our longing.
Children of Jerusalem, sing the praise of Jesus' name. Children too of modern days, join to sing the Saviour's praise. Hark, 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 while infant voices sing, Hark, hark, while infant voices sing. Hark, 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 while infant voices sing. Loud hosannas, loud hosannas, loud hosannas to our King. Parents, teachers, old and young, all unite to swell the song. Higher and yet higher rise, till Hosanna has reached the skies. Hark, 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 while infant voices sing. Hark, 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 while infant voices sing. Loud hosannas, loud hosannas, loud hosannas to our King.
The second reading is from Mark chapter 11, verses 1 to 11.
As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord needs it, and will send it back here shortly.'" They went and found a colt outside in the street, tied at a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked, "What are you doing untying that colt?" They answered as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they had cut in the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple courts. He looked around at everything. But since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12.
Mark tells us that the crowd shouted out, "Hosanna." Hosanna means "save us." I wonder what the people in the crowd on the first Palm Sunday expected salvation to look like. When they cried "Hosanna," did they mean "save us from the occupation of Rome"? If that is what they wanted from the Saviour, they must have been greatly disappointed. When they cried "Hosanna, save us," did they mean "save us from our fears and insecurities"? If that is what they wanted from the Saviour, they were going to learn that salvation involves facing life's challenges, not running away from them. When they cried "Hosanna, save us," did they mean "save us from suffering and death"? Had they any idea what the events of Holy Week would entail, never mind the significance of those events? Hosanna was their cry, but were they ready to be saved from thinking they knew what salvation means? Are we? "Hosanna, save us," the people shout. "Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord," they cry. On this Palm Sunday, our cry is the same. In this dramatic parade, Jesus does exactly that, but not the way we expect. He comes into the city, into the houses, into the crowd. He shares our life, joys and sorrows, pain and death. God comes in the flesh to be with us, to give us courage and strength to walk the journey. God comes not with political power and military might, not with coercion and crushing, not with violence that only begets more violence, but with compassion, with care, with love. Hosanna, we shout. Save us. Come again into our lives, into our world, into our community. Walk with us the road of this world's suffering and this world's joy. Redeem us, make us whole again. Reconcile us to one another. Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, they said. Lord, what a parade. The crowd quickly grew. What noise they all made in welcoming you. Hosanna, they shouted, it's David's own son. Hosanna, come save us. God's reign has begun. They welcomed you in, a conquering king. Yet what kind of reign would you really bring? It wasn't a war horse you rode on that day. A creature of peace carried you on your way. Did those in that crowd expect something more than one who reached out in love to the poor? Did they think a saviour with armies was best? Or did they remember the peaceful are blessed? Lord Jesus, it's true, we give you glad praise, yet living for you will challenge our ways. So may we be open and welcome your reign. Hosanna, come, save us, renew us again. Let us pray. Let us give thanks to our God. Holy One, every day in every place, your faithful children rise up to give you thanks and praise.
For this planet Earth with its wealth of gifts, for our birth into this generous place, made in your own likeness, stewards of creation and helpers of one another.
Even when we damage the divine image within us, you do not give us up. We thank you for your project of reclamation, envisaged by the prophets, sung by the temple choirs, and humble workers in the words of the Psalms, and made visible in the remarkable life of Jesus of Nazareth.
Especially today we praise you for Palm Sunday, for the faith and courage that brought Christ to Jerusalem, for the shouts of pilgrims and children, the waving sea of palm branches, the prayers and tears of joy. but most of all for that costly, redeeming, bloody destiny to which he set his face.
Therefore, with all the messengers of God on earth and in heaven, we thank and praise you, saying,
Holy, holy, holy friend, God of truth and grace, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
God our Saviour, in spite of our outward brave faces, inwardly in our souls, we need to sometimes weep a while.
We need to weep with and for children who, instead of enjoying a happy childhood, know far too much about war, hunger, poverty, mental and physical abuse, illness, and dying.
We need to weep with and for those young people who, having grown up in pleasant circumstances, now have their hopes and ideals dashed by a harsh world.
We need to weep with and for those among the people of our land who have lost all sense of self-respect and dignity, and who are captive to a sense of futility.
We need to weep with and for those within the care of the church who have been misused or exploited, and those who have suffered emotional violence.
We need to weep with and for fellow Christians who have lost their joy and now serve with dogged duty, and for any leaders who carry on although they feel failures.
We need to weep with and for friends or family who are choosing paths that will lead to personal destruction, and for any who, in their misery, refuse all offers of help.
We need to weep with and for you, loving God, for you are the loving one who bears our griefs and carries our sorrows, not wanting a single soul to perish. As we share a little of the grief of your costly love, may we also participate in your outreach among those around us.
Through Christ Jesus, our Redeemer. Amen. Thank you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. Today's Palm Sunday service concludes with Stanley playing Elocum, arranged by Philip Moore.